You're just getting into your first full campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that?
I am. I always like to get out and meet people, and in the district is the best place to meet people. So absolutely, I'm fired up about it and looking forward to being reelected in November. What can I say?
You stepped into that seat kind of on a dead run to fill in when Scott Suter left. Was that quite a learning curve, or did you pretty much have what you expected when you got there?
I really think that I had what I expected when I got there. I certainly didn't have any surprises that threw me off stride. Of course, there's a lot of stuff to learn. It is, a steep learning curve, as you said, but no surprises.
As you look ahead to the next session, any goals for things you would like to see happen in the state?
I have about 15 or 20 issues at minimum, and then a whole bunch of little loose ends to tie up. So, yeah, there's an awful lot that I have on my plate that I'm looking into, being part of a study group this summer for looking at personal property tax and possibly eliminating or phasing that out, as it's been for manufacturers and ag and computers. That's probably one of the larger initiatives, but I'll be a part of the study group this summer to look at that, as well as any number of other topics. Really, I do have a list that is compiled that is that long.
And I would imagine when you're not on a roof with the rest of your own crew, you'll be looking into some other job issues and employment things.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, workforce development is certainly a part of the real puzzle that needs to be put together at the state. There are challenges, there are opportunities, and I think we're moving in the right direction, but we certainly have to put together some dots, if you will.
There have been a number of legislators that have decided to leave office. That's leaving a lot of open seats, a lot of questionable who's going to get them seats. Do you think there may be a shift in the control of the Assembly or the Senate with instead of having all Republican, do you think Democrats might get one?
I wouldn't anticipate that, just given the districts where the people have left. And I will say that I think it's a very healthy thing. The turnover is about what it is for average in the Senate and in the Assembly. And I think that's a very healthy turnover. It shows that there are, that people have done what they could, and now they're going to go home and live under the laws that they passed. And I think that I couldn't be happier about that. And I don't see a control shift necessarily.
Anything you want to add today?
Again, I appreciate this venue here at the Small Business Legislators Forum. I've been here many times on the other side of the table, and I've always appreciated that. This time I get to sit behind the table. That doesn't necessarily mean that I know more, but it means that I have a little bit of insight into what's happening at the state. And I will tell you that it's a lot of good stuff. Looking back at the financial records over the past 16 years and just charting the course on any number of different matrices, the state is in incredibly good hands. And I'm just tickled to be a part of the legislative process. And I thanks a lot for the interview, Larry.